College football conversation continues. One of our favorites checking in, Solar Baby. It's Michael Felder at In the Bleachers over on X, a college football analyst. Check out his Substack as well. Michael, I mean, we got it going a little bit, but man, this is the week that everybody's amping up for. It's going to be phenomenal starting Thursday.
Yeah, starts, excuse me. Yeah, starts Thursday. ECU at NC State, like that one's like near and dear to my heart. Both of my parents went to ECU, so I'm looking to see what they're going to do. What's the number on that one? 12? NC State giving 12, right?
1 second. 14 12? Now.
14? God. I wrote it in my notes and I had 12. That was last night.
Moving well, markets.
Somebody came in on the pack.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. We got App State, Charlotte. That's another one that I'm very interested in. Obviously, like, these are local games for me, but then Auburn, Baylor, Georgia Tech, Colorado. How do you guys feel about that game?
Over. I like the kid. I like the quarterback that came in for Colorado. I'm higher on him than most. Salter?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I really like Haynes King, man. Like, I got to talk to him a couple weeks ago at ACC kickoff, and I think Haynes is going to do a really good job for Georgia Tech. And they've got it's Haynes and Haynes, right? Haynes King, and then you got Haynes, the running back. And so I think that they're going to be a very interesting team in the ACC. Since the number changed so much for ECU, NC State, what's the number on that one? I have four.
4.5, 52.5.
Okay, 52.5. Ooh. Hey. I like the spread more. I think Georgia Tech's gonna cover that number. So what's up, guys? How are we doing?
Well, I wanted to ask, I buried the lead here. I see a little orange in your nails, okay? Is that for Illinois or Clemson or what's the orange for?
Caleb.
The orange
Williams.
These are all great choices. Orange is my daughter's favorite color. And I went to do a live show for Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And I went to do a live show and she wanted to be a part of the show, even though she wasn't going. And so she painted my nails in her favorite color. This is OPI. This is orange from OPI. That's what that's for.
Awesome.
Not the Illini, not Clemson, which, by the way, that game, woo. Who do you like in that game? I'm going to start with Sam. Who do you like in that game?
I like Clemson big picture, but Joe took the points. He took four with LSU.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, so
and I know
why
are going to hate that with LSU and the season opener stuff and Brian Kelly the last few years, how they've had their struggles, yeah. But it's just Nussmeier's is too much, and he's going to keep that a one-score game as far as I'm concerned. But, yeah, I like Clemson for the season as well, especially that defense, man.
Yeah, I love the defense. I talked to TJ Parker or – TJ Parker and Peter Woods. I talked to both of them at ACC kickoff as well. Humongous hands, both of them. Like, unbelievable. Here's what you know what's crazy? And I don't think we've thought about, there's two things I don't think we've thought about nearly enough going into the season. Garrett Nuss, three. One, Kate Klubnik against Garrett Nussmeier. We're looking at, I think, quarterback 2A, 2B, right? I think those are and I think Arch is QB1. I don't have a problem saying it. I do believe that. And so to go backwards, to go forwards, with Garrett Nussmeier, what you have is a guy who's the best quarterback coach that Garrett Nussmeier has. Come on. Come on, man.
No, no. Aren't we
his dad?
We're supposed to ask you the question.
His dad.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
He's going to learn more from his dad than he's going to learn from anybody else, at least until he gets to the NFL. So he's got a great – his dad's been a coach in college, coaching the NFL. And so he has that. Then we get to Cade, and I will say this about Cade Klubnik. This is a guy that I've met, I think, twice. Somehow remembered me. Remembered that my neighbor is a Clemson fan. And Cade is, like, down to earth, super. And he was like, you want to shoot a video for your neighbor? And I was like, yeah. That would be – he would love that. So we took a video together of him just saying, have a good seat, have a good school year, George, which I have a, my neighbor is a high school kid. His name George, which we don't see that very often. So I don't know if you guys have kids or not, but like, it's mostly more like Henley, Madison, and like, you know, like Jaden, Braden, Caden, Talen, like that. So, but he remembered that, which was really cool. So I think those two guys are quarterbacks 2A, 2B, any way you want to flip them. I think that's going to be important. And then we get to Arch, and Arch, obviously, huge game. Texas, Ohio State. Texas goes up to Columbus. Arch, for me, and it took me some time to think about it, but Arch has been going to the Manning Passing Academy his entire life. He's been around all different types of quarterbacks. We've seen him be able to run. I know he doesn't have a ton of experience. And my buddy, Bomani Jones, was like, we don't know what we're going to get out of him. And I'm like, no, I think we do know what we're going to get out of him as a good quarterback. So I think Ohio State, where they are in on, what's his name? Cyan? Is that right?
Yeah, the Alabama transfer, yeah.
They're in on him, like, hard. They're pushing social media hard on him. Everybody's, like, very much in on him. I think we're going to see two quarterbacks who have to prove who they are. And if we're being honest with the new playoff format, they might play each other again. They might play each other again for a national championship. Is that crazy to say?
No, it's not. I'm curious. I'm not going to even tell you the spread or the total in that game. What's the final score between Ohio State and Texas? And I can't wait to react to what you say.
I think Texas wins. I think Texas wins probably 37-35.
Jesus. Okay, what? That's the first awesome. That's the first person that said that, because that's sort of I set you up without you knowing it, because everybody is saying under, and the total has been bet from 50.5 to like 47.5. And you're talking about a game in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? I'm intrigued by this, like, because you're the first person to say this, and I think you might be onto something.
Like, have you seen the wide receivers in this game?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing you – and look, I'm a defensive back. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, you can't – you can play perfect. But every time, like, you can play all – like, here's the thing. If you go – let's say they play 50 plays, right? 50 plays. So, everybody – each team gets 50 plays. I'm trying to do the math. Again, I got the calculator right here. If you – like, if 50 plays, you do 50 plays, right? 50 is half of 100. I know that. I'm not that dumb.
Are you sure? Hold on. Let's check that math.
But if you four of those plays you make a mistake as a defensive back, those are touchdowns for both teams. Four of those plays you make a mistake, and I'm not just talking about deep balls. I'm talking about if your defensive line messes up. And remember, Ohio State lost huge pieces of that defensive line, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Texas lost massive bodies along their offensive line and along their defensive line in the last 2 years. So if you make it like it, but it all comes down to defensive backs, wide receivers, because if you make a mistake at D defensive line, linebackers can clean it up. If you make a mistake at linebacker, safeties clean it up. If you make a mistake at corner or safety, buddy, we call that a touchdown. And I think that the wide receivers are crafty enough to make this happen. So, yeah, I would take the over. I would. And I don't think this is a low-scoring game. I think this is a game where between Sark and Day, their strong suit is, say it with me now,
offense.
Yes, there we go. Now we're all on the same page. So I think that that's – I think this is an over game. I think that Texas does win. But I think Ohio State puts it – they're going to be in a football game. This is going to be a game. And the fact that it's at, what, noon? It's a noon game. That's going to be wild. I've also had to – oh, look, can I – hang on. I love doing this to you guys. Let me ask you this. I'm going to flip it around again. I got a friend. We played football together at UNC. He played for the Green Bay Packers for a little while. That's a little just – he's going to the TCU-UNC game. Now, his wife, yes, who he has three kids with, they have three kids. They are married. They love each other dearly. His wife went to TCU. He has to go and do all the UNC stuff. You know what I mean? Like the all the like, we're going to go to the Carolina family tailgate and we're going to do the Letterman's Lounge and all this. His wife's like, well, I want to wear like this. Like, and it's, I'm going to say this, not like aggressive, like go Frogs or any of that. It's a muted, like lavender, slight purple dress. And he's like, she can't do this. It's disrespectful. What do you guys think about that?
Because you're kind of going behind the scenes, like you've got all this access because of the connection with the Tar Heels. I would be telling my wife, like, no, we can't.
No.
Let's say you gotta bring a shirt and we'll do it later. Just switch afterwards.
Tell Vonnie Holiday to tell his wife to come correct. Okay.
I think that the play here is she wears the dress and just is, and you go, hey man, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
You know, North Carolina people, how do they respond to that? Is it going to be like you're ignored or is it going to be a good conversation starter?
I think it's a good conversation starter. I also think it's TCU. It's not NC State.
Right.
She's not showing up in red. Like in red, she's not, it's not ECU. She's not showing up in purple and gold. Like this is, it's TCU. It's a chance for her to see her, the school she went to. And so we have some fun. We do some light ribbing. And then after that, we're good to go. So let's go do this. She's not going to walk in, be in doing the whole Frogs thing. So we're good to go. But that game also is interesting. I think that UNC's got their hands full because of what's the number on that game?
TCU minus 3.5.
Yeah.
North Carolina was a favorite at one time.
Nobody's vetting the heels. Nobody.
I was going to say that feels insane that UNC would be the favorite. I would take I'd take TCU plus. TCU in the, or give the 3.5. I would, because watching Josh Hoover, what he's able to do, the way that he's able to basically, like, it's very surgeon like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he uses a scalpel to get to the middle of the field. And we talk a lot about, and this is going to go outside to get inside, but we talk about Tennessee speed and space, right? Where they spread you out and throw the ball all the way down the field so your corners are isolated. What TCU does is spread you out, but then get back inside and make your safeties have to make a decision about being scared of somebody going over the top, or do I protect the post? Do I protect the seam? And that's what they're really good at. So I'm looking forward to that. Bama, Florida State, do they have a pulse?
Bama big.
Yeah, same. We're on the same page. Yep. Like, I just don't – like, I don't know if Florida State has a pulse going into this, and that's the part that's going to be really interesting.
Michael Felder at In the Bleachers, one of our favorite college football analysts, joining us. Michael, can't wait for this weekend. Can't wait to talk to you throughout the season. This is BetSweats, Joe O, Sammy P, BetMGM Network.